Hello, thank you for calling customer support. How can I assist you?
Yes, I applied for the blender and it was over a month ago. I even gave them my credit card for the shipping and they never sent me one. Is this fraud?
You say you didn't get it?
Nope, I never received it, ma'am.
Okay, can you provide me with that zip code and I'll see, can I generate an account for you?
Okay, yes, 46356 for Deborah Parker.
Deborah Parker.
I waited and never received it.
Okay, give me just a moment. Let me see if I can find an account for
you. It isn't fraud, is it? We're at McDonald's for breakfast. The dinner's later.
Now not cooking?
Pardon me, ma'am?
You all are not cooking?
No, all my daughters are. I'm taking a rest. I have 7 daughters.
Oh,
I've been cooking for 15 years, and they got brand new houses, so one of them's going to do Christmas, and one's going to do Thanksgiving.
I know that's right.
Five of us.
Ooh, well, that's
this
good.
This is a fraud, is it? Because my son-in-law's an officer, and he asked me to find out if this was fraud or not.
Oh, okay.
Because I was scammed about a month ago from California, and now they tracked down the guy who did it. He's got to pay all my money back to me.
Well, we'll hope to think that this is not that.
Yeah, because it shows it all over my Facebook.
So you can see it. You just can't. You just don't see where it's been shipped out to you.
Yeah, it hasn't shipped out to me at all. 17546. Calhoun, I'm talking to that lady now, the one I sent the money for that $3 or $2-something mixer from Walmart.
You say you, for a mixer? That sounds like a drawing.
Well,
let me see, I'm going to see.
I did it, and then I won, it said, and then I just had to pay for the shipping.
Okay.
It was electric, what is it called, electric? It's got the... It's
a KitchenAid or something like that?
It's a KitchenAid, yes. If you put it down and it's got a bowl and it mixes stuff. What is that considered?
All right. And can you verify for security purposes your address?
17546 Calhoun Street, Lowell, Indiana, 46356.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm just waiting on your account to populate.
Yeah, because it said I won. I did the 3 little boxes. It says you successfully have won.
Mhm. Let's see. Just
it's a second. Like a little bowl in it.
Yeah, it sounds like, if I'm not mistaken, that sounds like one of, and it's still circling. If I'm not mistaken, it sounds like you did an entry. Was it $7.95 or $6.95 or something like that?
No, they were $2.95, and it says you just won, and it says leave your address, ask me my address, my email, everything. And I paid for the shipping.
Okay, so I'm looking at an account for you. Looks like on the 3rd of this month for $7.95. It does say Kitchen AB1. So that I think that's what that is. So you were entered in to win it. If you wanted, you would have got the email to tell you where to come and pick it up at.
Oh, see, that's kind of weird because it told me right there I won it.
So you haven't received the email telling you to pick it up yet?
No, it's right on my phone right now. I can see it. I picked it all the presents out, and it said you successfully won.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
we wasted $8 for nothing then.
Well, that's how you would know if you won it. They would email you to tell you where to pick it up. You say it says you won it, so you would wait for that email. They will give you a place to come and pick it up.
See, that's just really weird. Why would they ask for my credit card to send for shipping? They were going to ship it to me. I don't have my credit card with me right now, but I can look on there because they did pay the shipping.
Yeah, you pay. But what I see is the card. Do you know the last 4 of the card so I can verify?
No, I don't remember.
I see a charge for $7.95.
So then that's a ripoff. If you don't win, then why should you have to pay for it? Because it says it's for shipping. Oh, you too, honey. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling customer support. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Okay, so do I just wait for it then?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so when I can keep this number if it doesn't come soon?
Yeah, this is the same number. You will be redirected to us. We are third-party customer
Mm-hmm.
service center, so we service a lot of company calls. So we more than likely you will get us back.
So then if it's, I don't get it, then they should give my money back to me and my card then, right?
Well, if you paid for the entry, that's actually valid. If you paid to enter
But it
to
has
win
been
it.
paid for. It just, why would they take a valid? I mean, why would they ask you to pay shipping when you haven't even got it yet? Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, I can't see what you actually seeing. The only thing, we are third party call center, so I just answer their calls. I'm not exactly sure what I can only see the description and how much you paid. So what it says to me is it's a kitchen set or kitchen net or kitchenware that you've entered into a sweepstakes to win.
Yeah, but it doesn't say it's that because if everybody sent $8 in, they're making off, and maybe one person gets it. That's something's not right
Yeah,
there.
you did say that what you paid was not what I saw.
Yeah,
I
it says
saw
two,
some.
okay, sorry. It says a KitchenAid blender for $2 and some cents. It's right on Facebook. They can go. My address is here. Okay, here it is. It says claim your KitchenAid today. One item, a KitchenAid blender. It's got the red one. It's a red one, and it's got the bow on it and everything.
Yes, ma'am. I understand what you're saying, but I'm not exactly sure what it says for what you entered into, but that's what it shows for us is that you entered in to win. That's
It
why I
should have
said
told
what
me
you
I won because I
the
wouldn't have paid for something I'm not going to get. It says offers receivable additional 28% when you're entering, but you did win. And I put my credit card in and everything. So if everybody sends $8 and you guys are making $8 on all of us and nobody's going to win, why
Well,
would
it's
you
not.
ask for a shipping?
Well, I
Is
don't
that
see
down
you
here?
said two something, but I only see I don't see 299. I see 795.
Yeah, that's what I paid. But on the billboard on Walmart, it says 216 on it.
Yes,
Play the
ma'am.
game to win.
So you
So,
said play
okay,
the
I'm
game?
going to. And I hit the one and it said I successfully won.
Yes, ma'am. So again, I mean, I understand, but what I see on this end is just his.
If I don't get it by the end of the month, then who do I talk to about getting my $8 back?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Say it one more time.
If I don't get it by the end of the month, who do I talk to about getting my money back? Because it's fraud then.
Well, you can call back actually if you don't. Well, it's a drawing. If you entered into it, you paid to enter into it, so that would be a valid charge. If you paid to enter to win it. So that wouldn't
Why
be
would you
something.
pay? Nobody pays to win, enter something to win. Because why would you give them your delivery thing unless they said, oh, you won? Then you pay it, but you don't pay it first, and then, they're making money off of people then.
Well, yes, ma'am.
Am I
I
right?
never understand, but I mean, again, like I said,
You
we
know
are
what I mean?
third party.
Yeah, you're a third. I understand, honey. Okay, well, I'll
Yes,
call
ma'am.
back the end of the month. I'll keep this number then. Thank you. Have a
You're
nice
welcome.
Thanksgiving,
You
honey.
too,
Bye.
and enjoy
Okay.
Thanksgiving.
You too, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.